This one is Hopkins, Hopkins, Jacqueline, Jacqueline. She was born 12/20/72. This is 4/25. Chief complaint, number one, stomach is bloated. Number two, dizziness. Number three, queasiness. Number four, hard to breathe because my stomach is so big. Number five, nausea. Next number is diarrhea, off and on. Our patient is a 50-year-old woman, works for HCA Hospital, been pregnant one time. She's married. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days, period. New paragraph. Family history is positive for hypertension, diabetes, review of system, abdominal pain, abdominal discomfort, lower low extremity swelling, palpitation, dizziness off and on. Her weight's gone up about 10 pounds. She feels like a lot of it is related to the swelling. Next time she feels like her neck is also getting swollen. Next number, leg pain. Next time is arm pain. Next time is feeling terrible all over. And then allergen and drug allergy surgery, complete hysterectomy. Then medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, medication, blood pressure meds, cholesterol meds, see list. Then social, last period, 2019. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, pregnant one time, she's married. Next number, she needs a mammogram. Next number, she needs a colonoscopy at age 50. Next number is COVID immunization, up to date times 3. Next number is on exam. She weighs 250 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 14, 62, 145, over 76. Heart pauses, one pause, restricted lungs, fewer on cut. Abdomen soft, neck shows no heavy, these skin shows no rash. Abdomen is bloated and distended. Lower extremity shows mild edema. Next number, because of her abdominal bloating, we did an ultrasound of her abdomen and pelvis. There was no fluid in the pelvis region. Abdomen shows fatty liver, but no change from previously. Gallbladder looks normal. Next number, we also proceeded to look at her carotid and face of dizziness. There was no evidence of stenosis. Next number, her aorta in the abdomen was looked at because of bloating. No abnormality was noted. No sign of aneurysm. Next number, echocardiogram showed ejection fraction of 61%. With no valve or abnormality. Next number, lower extremity edema caused us to look at her lower extremity via Doppler. No sign of DVT or PVD was found. Next number is because of her arm pain. We looked at her arms, and again, no sign of DVT or PVD was found. Next number, thyroid scan showed no evidence of thyroid abnormality. Next number is renal arteries were patent. Next number is kidney size were normal. Next number, in the face of her symptoms and in face of the pain that she's having, which is most likely diverticulitis, I've given the options of going to the hospital for a CT scan and or getting antibiotics and reevaluation in 24 hours. She would like to go to the hospital, and I've given her a note for getting a CT scan for lower left lower quadrant bloating and pain, and also a CBC to check her white count at this time, ASAP. Patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving. Thank you.